This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Alnon, one of the employee owners at Tab, who comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And you guys are all with us. We have five lines jammed up. And Steve had a third question, so let's get to his question quickly. And Steve, we did post a few articles as far as how to best secure your phone, but you will lose functionality. The more you lock it down, the more you'll lose as far as what it can do for you.
You know, I can handle that.
Okay, good. So what was your last question?
All right, so this one I kind of felt it made me as frustrated as Curly, where I was just like,
yes.
Oh, wise guy.
Smacking your face.
I was out the other day. It was cold, and I had to wear gloves.
Yes.
And they were leather garden gloves, and I had to use my phone.
Yep.
And every time I tried to use it with my gloves on, I couldn't get anything to happen. I couldn't swipe the thing. I couldn't get anything up.
Yep.
And then I had to take the glove off and freeze my hand.
Yep.
And then, of course, magically, everything works, and I couldn't understand why.
Okay, well, this as a skier, or former skier, because I prefer my collarbones to be intact, we had the same problem, right? So you take your phone and you try to use it with, but there are gloves that have the tip of it is designed for this exact issue.
Yeah,
but of course you don't want to use it guarding, pulling
weeds.
But
the leather is just as grippy as my skin. I couldn't understand that.
Well, you're not. It's not the grippiness that
makes
it work.
It's the electrical conductivity that it needs.
Have you ever seen The Matrix?
Leather is an anti-electric conductivity
Correct.
Producer.
Exactly. Have you ever seen The Matrix? They turned you into a battery, for crying out loud.
I saw it, but I'd have to see that again. I mean, my gosh, there's so much to that film. I had difficulty understanding the basic concept of it.
All right, that's cool. But yeah, you need that electric conductivity there. And then, so they got these actual special gloves for that.
That's interesting. Well, I had no idea. Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. Every day I wake up, the world is my oyster.
Exactly. Feel the same way, Steve. All right, thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. It is frustrating, though. You know, you think it, you don't know how the technology works, and you just, how come with a glove? I can understand that. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Charlie in Hartford next. Hey, Charlie.
Hello, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a problem. My granddaughter locked her computer.
Uh-oh.
It comes up with the message, entered the incorrect PIN number too many times.
Ooh. Mm. Well, that's not good. So she doesn't know her PIN, clearly.
I don't know if she knows it correctly or not, but she should know it. She's been on the computer several times, and she got up this morning and I guess she was on the went to go on the computer, and she couldn't open it. She kept putting in the wrong PIN number and yeah. locked out.
There'll be a locked out timeout, most likely, for a period of time. So if she knows her PIN, there's two options here, right? She's just typing it wrong. She has caps lock on. She's just not typing a PIN that she thinks she's typing because she's got the keyboard stuff turned on.
Yeah, or like NumLock is either on or off, and it's picking up the wrong keys.
Right.
Okay.
It's because we have to assume she knows her PIN, and we have to assume that she's not typing it correctly. That's the only two logical jumps we can make here, because the machine didn't just change it on its own. It's either user error, or the user is typing in the right keys, but the keyboard is not registering the right digits because you have those NumLocks hit or something like that. So she should be patient. You know, take a deep breath, and then maybe even shut the machine down, start over, kind of thing. And
yeah, tend to do that. I think she said she tried that, and it kept coming up with the same message.
So, anything you're finding, Dennis? Is this Windows 10 or 11, Charles?
I think it's a 10.
What you have to do is you have to wait. You're going to have to wait until that lockout expires. Okay. There's no two ways around it. Then, when you get to the login screen and it asks you how you want to log in, there should be a way to log in using a password. I'm going to try to find out what the wording is on the screen that you're going to look for. Is this Windows 11 or 10?
10.
Because it might be different. Okay, 10.
Does she know her password, Charles?
Beg pardon?
Does she know her password, Charlie?
I don't think so.
Oh, so she's just been pinning it the whole time.
She's got it written down somewhere. She don't know what happened to it.
Okay. Well, it's a good lesson for her to write that down somewhere in the future.
Yeah.
So that's not going to help then.
Hold on.
You have another thought? See.
Well, I'm trying to find out the exact wording here. Yeah, a lot of these depend on getting into the computer later.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a way on the login screen, not once you're logged in, which is what everybody's talking about.
Right.
But before you log in, there's a way to use another method to log in.
But she doesn't even know her password for that method.
Oh.
So she will be out.
Ooh.
So I'm thinking she's got something on her keyboard turned on, Charles. That's all we have. It's really all we can go with. And she has to think about the PIN. Maybe she's having a brain fart and it's typing the wrong thing.
Okay.
I mean, it wouldn't change on its own. Hang on.
The words you're going to look for are sign in options. And see what else is available. If she doesn't even have her password, it may give her yet another option, like recover your password or reset password.
There we go.
Yeah, how did she get to that?
We're going to post an article that will explain it.
Yeah, we'll post a link for her to try these other options if for some reason that PIN is the issue.
Oh, okay.
I got to think she knows her PIN, and then she's just typing it wrong. Or the keyboard's got some garbage going in there. You may want to try to attach an external keyboard. Maybe your keyboard's flaking out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Sometimes I have them.
Yeah.
It makes no logical sense that you're having this issue.
Yeah.
All right. Was she partying last night too hard?
I don't know. She and her friends went to the casino, so I don't know what she happened.
Okay. Oh, no. It's always the casino.
Yeah, she's probably typing in her bank PIN because she took so much money out of the ATM.
Okay, then, guys. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. We'll put a link for you.
All right. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye. Oh, that stinks. I mean, I've done that. I mean, I've typed a password that I've known forever, and then you sit down, you're ready to type the password, and you're like, wow, it literally won't come out of my brain.
More than once, we've had customers call in that can't log in.
Yeah.
And turns out to be a problem with the keyboard.
Right, right. It happens.
Genuinely, it happens.
Yeah, so the external keyboard, it could be the answer.
Bingo.
You know, let's go. We're the MacGyvers of computers, I guess. Let's go. I can't call ourselves that. What are we talking about? Let's go to Richard in Newington. What's happening, Richard?
Hello.
Hey.
I always got a question about landlines.
Yeah, you should not have one.
Well, I don't know. Let me start out with this.
Yeah.
Yesterday I had GoNetSpeed installed.
Nice, congratulations.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty good. So anyway, before that, of course, I had Frontier for internet and landline.
Yes.
I also have a cell, but I like the landline. But anyway.
Yep, yep.
So I called up Frontier to cancel my internet.
Yep.
And I said to them, how much would it cost a month for my landline?
Yep.
They gave me the number, and I said, geez, I'm not buying a new car. I just want a landline.
How much was it, Richard?
I don't know, like $60 a month.
Yep, yep.
Oh.
It's crazy.
And I said, wow. So anyway, my question to you is,
yeah,
what kind of alternatives do I have?
I would tell you to use your cell phone and just don't bother with the landline anymore. That'd be my best advice. We had a caller call in and he said, "Yeah, but when something goes down and power's out,
we're all
leaving. So if you have your landline and it works, you have your dial tone, good for you. You're not going to be able to call anybody if we're all down, right? So who are you going to call?"
Yeah, right.
So
yeah, that's true.
It's kind of at this point it's getting silly here.
I fooled around on the computer.
Yeah.
After these guys installed and looking for options, and there isn't any.
Well, there are options. So I'll be fair to you and say you could try UMA. You can port your landline number to the UMA phone system, and it'll for free. They'll do this. I think that's still available. All you're going to pay is all the taxes that go along with the landline, the War of 1812 tax, and all the crazy.
So what is that stuff in the cloud like, or what?
Yes, you're going to go over your GoNetSpeed internet service,
and
the dial tone is going to come out of. That's going to come from UMA, wherever that dial tone is, and you're going to port your number to UMA, and it'll work just the same, Richard. If you really, 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 really want to keep that number and that landline, but for $60, man, you got to make a change. I think also GoNetSpeed offers dial tone too. You may want to check with them to see if your service.
Well, the technician that came yesterday said they're going to offer it, and they're offering some kind of phone service.
Yeah, check with them. I would call them and say, "Hey, can you give me some information on that too?"
So UMA is a place to go?
UMA and GoNetSpeed. Check with both of them. UMA is going to give you a free service, and it's just going to charge you the taxes.
Well, I don't care about the free so much. It's just the idea is $60 a month seemed a little rich, and that didn't include taxes.
No.
That was just the basic line.
Right.
And all those other fees they got.
Yeah.
Plus tax. I don't know what the taxes are. Probably about $5, $6 a month, I guess. For Connecticut and the feds and all those guys.
Right, probably. So, yeah, take a look at those other alternatives, and you can tell Frontier to pound sand.
Well, okay. Well, thank you very much.
You got it, Richard.
You guys do a great service. I listen to you guys every week.
Well, we appreciate you being there.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. $60 a month. We're going to step out for a quick break, get to your calls. We'll be right back. Sound like yes for a second there. Owner of a Lonely Heart. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online and we'll do our best to help you out. We got everything posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show. $60 a line. 60. It's like buying meat. That's crazy. I mean, what's going on here? Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Tom in Torrington next. What's happening, Tom?
Hi, Eric, Dennis. Great show and service every week, as always.
Our pleasure, Tom. What can we do for you again?
My question is, you touched base on it last week about two-factor authentication.
Yes, sir.
And you said something that you have to do it through your phone, but not through your phone number. I don't understand that all the time. I use it now, and it asks me for my phone number.
Right. So in some cases, you don't have a choice.
Yes, in a lot of cases, you don't. I have two-factor on all of my bank accounts, and only one of them will use an authenticator app. All the rest are just text-based.
So we would prefer, as geeks, that you're using an app as an authenticator, like Dennis just mentioned, rather than the number, because the number can be sim-jacked. Now, is anybody really focusing on Tom and Torrington to sim-jack you? Maybe not, Tom, but if you're like a multimillionaire that has a reason to be targeted, then you could be, right? So the bad guys, if they're using social engineering to spearfish you directly, may work with figuring out, okay, Tom has Verizon, and I'm going to go and work with a guy at the Verizon store. I'll give him $1,000 there if he goes ahead and SimJacks Tom's number, and he can do that. Get the guy at the Verizon store then logs in and does his thing, right? These cell companies are really not designed with the kind of security that we would need to prevent this from happening, and there's numerous stories of SimJacking. And again, the SIM is in your phone. It says when you get a call, that's the address of your number. So it's also the address of the second factor. So when you log into your bank account, if you've been SIM-jacked, the bad guy gets the second factor because he's already figured out your password. He's already done all the social engineering to get into your bank. Now he's got the second factor, and then he withdraws all your money. Now, this is a lot of work, okay? However, it'd be nice if we could just use apps and not the numbers so that we don't have to rely on the phone company to secure our stuff.
Okay, next question. Yeah. I use LastPass.
Oh, my gosh. You're not using that anymore, are you?
Why? That's because it got hacked?
Again.
Yeah.
I went and changed all my passwords. Let them generate new ones when I read that. But
good.
You're saying get rid of that? Don't use it no more?
I mean, fool me once, fool me twice, fool me four times, five. I mean, they've been having issues over and over and over again. Your call, you can stay with them. You're a very loyal customer. But I mean, they have demonstrated a bit of an issue that I'm not sure that they would be the company I would put my stuff in. That's just me.
I use them because you recommended them a very long time ago.
It would have probably been TJ that recommended them because, I've already told you guys, my password manager is an index card, so you can't get to that at all unless you want to break down my
door. That's the best way. But
it's not the best way. It's not the best way. It's my way.
It's the ultimate way. Yeah. Well, it's the ultimate.
Yeah, it's completely air-gapped.
Right.
Okay. Do you recommend a better password manager?
I would tell you to look at Bitwarden.
Bitwarden, and I think we posted another one maybe a week or two ago, too.
Mm.
Those are the ones that I would be looking at.
Yeah, I think Wes had some suggestions that we might have posted. But Bitwarden is an open source one that seems to be popular until it's not. Right?
Yeah.
It's popular until it's not. So
now do they offer two-factor authentication through Bitwarden like LastPass does?
Yeah.
Yeah. All of the password managers that we would recommend already have, you know, multi-factor.
Yep.
Okay. So. Okay. That's what I was concerned about, but you straightened out that, answered my question. Right. I thank you very much. Have a good day, and go UConn Huskies.
Yeah, go UConn.
Yeah, go Huskies.
Definitely. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go on to who we got next on the longest. It's Joe in Windsor. What's happening, Joe? Oh, Joe, you there? Yikes. Joe, you there? Uh-oh. Not sure if he fainted or he Joe going once, twice. All right, I'll put Joe back on hold. Let's go over to Waterbury and Bob. What's happening, Bob?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir.
Hey, I saw a NetSpeed truck the other day drive around the neighborhood. Would that mean they're doing Waterbury, I guess?
You don't know. The technician could have a truck, and he works.
Oh, right. They might be moving through the area in order to get from one place to another.
But the best way to find out is go on the GoNetSpeed page, tell them you're interested, and put your address in and see if you're going to get it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's cool. All right. The double thing with the authenticity.
Yeah.
Now, my banking app is on my phone.
Yeah.
And I just put my thumb on it.
Yep. That's a second factor.
What's that?
That's a second factor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a second factor. Okay. Yeah. All right, that's cool. So I'm good on that.
You're good on that. All right,
the only thing that's wrong with that is I have glasses, and I use those alcohol wipes.
Yep.
And every once in a while, my thumb gets all dried out, so I put moisture on a Band-Aid. And then I can't use my thumb anymore.
Well, that does cause an issue, but we got to go.
Go, Bob. I start washing my glasses.
All right, we're going to put Bob on hold. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And I want to mention really quick, You got Morgan, and he's going to be doing a show at 2 o'clock, and it's about art. Prison art, I think. And speaking of art, Southington Symphonic Band, a little segue there. So in Southington, there's a brand new adult band, community band. It's adult band, but we wear our clothes. And so it's not that kind of band. But we are going to have our first concert on Monday at 7 o'clock. But if you're thinking about getting into a community band or an adult band, consider that there's some great bands out there. And you can dust off the horn you might have played years and years and years ago. And it's kind of like riding a bike. And get back in it. And it's just great for your mental health. I mean, you're spending a few hours every rehearsal not thinking about life. You're literally focused on something other than whatever your work is causing with, your family issues, your kids are driving you bonkers. But 2 hours of a rehearsal, guess what you're focusing on? Not screwing up. That's what I'm constantly focusing on. So it's really good for your mental health. And if you want to check out a brand new community band in Southington, it's going to happen on Monday night at the high school auditorium, 7 o'clock. Check us out. And consider joining your local community band. I'm telling you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's good for you. It's good for your noggin. It's good to actually focus on something other than life for a couple hours. And it'll scare you a little bit, too. And it's a good scare. I mean, it still scares the crap out of me, frankly. But it's good. It's a good thing to get out there and perform. And I highly recommend it if you want to just improve your overall well-being by picking up an instrument again and playing. We even have folks that have joined that didn't even know how to play an instrument. And they're going to start, and this is in the percussion section, and they're banging around on stuff. But you can learn. It's actually, playing percussion is not easy. I joke. It's not easy. So check it out. Let's get to your calls. Actually, we have a question on Facebook you want to bring up.
Oh, right. We were asked about secure banking using a VPN.
Right. And what our opinion was, or
well,
should they do it?
Should they do it? Should they not? We've talked about Proton VPN, which is probably the service you should use if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
But the thing you've got to remember, if you're going to use a VPN to get to your bank,
right,
it can actually interfere with your connectivity to the bank.
Right.
And that's because the bank may think that you're in a location that you don't belong in.
Yeah.
And say, well, Dennis is signing in from Chicago,
yeah,
and we don't know why he would be doing that. So we're not going to cut him off. We're going to cut him off.
Right.
The other issue is, when you're using a VPN, you're using somebody else's IP address, and so are a lot of other people.
Right.
And the bank may get hammered by login requests from one IP address for lots of different accounts. And they look at that activity and say, I wonder, password spray.
Mm.
And they may lock down that IP address for a while just to isolate that activity.
Yeah.
So you've got to remember, it may affect whether or not you can get in. And if that's the case, then just change the location that you're VPNing to.
Right. It's more regional.
But you're still got an extra step. And just remember that you could have this hurdle to deal with.
With that's more security comes more difficulty.
Right.
For better, for worse. All right, very good. That's all on the old Facebooks. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to who's on the longest here. It looks like Joe is, if he's there, in Windsor. Are you there, Joe?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, there you are. I was going to say, nope, he's gone again. All right, what's going on, Joe? What can we do for you? Hello?
Yes, I'm a long-term listener to your show, and historically you always used to endorse Webroot.
Yes, sir.
And I notice not so much now. You're talking about other vehicles, one of which is ESET.
Yeah.
The reason I'm calling is that my subscription is coming due on Webroot shortly.
Yep.
And I'm really curious, what are the features that are resulting you shifting your endorsement toward ESET and away from Webroot?
Well, we ran some tests on our client base and found that Webroot wasn't doing what we hoped it would be doing. So we modified our prescription. This is what we're supposed to do on a regular basis. Always look for the latest and greatest, look for weaknesses, and try to have the right prescription for our clients. And we've just found that we were a little disappointed in Webroot's ability to catch what was there, and we decided to move to a different technology in concert with Windows Defender, which is the built-in antivirus. So we would tell you you could be fine with just Windows Defender and not pay anything. But
I'm using an Apple, though, so I don't have Windows Defender.
Oh.
Well, if you have an Apple,
yeah.
Definitely, you can keep Webroot. It's okay. It has a couple of problems with macOS because once in a while it will flag certain system files as malicious.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and if you address it with Webroot tech support, they'll tell you, well, that's how it is. That's not an encrypted file, so we don't we flag it. Mm-hmm. That's their position. Yeah. It's not to them. It is not an issue, and they will not fix it. To me, that's not the answer, and that's why I don't use WebRoot on my Mac anymore. Now, we do talk about ESET, and there's another antivirus called Sophos, and you can use either of those on your Mac.
Okay.
Or stick with WebRoot if you like it.
Or I mean, if you like WebRoot and it's not mucking with your computer like it was with mine, go right ahead. I mean, if it works, it works.
There's one site that it flags, but I know it's a real site, so I just ignore it.
A site or a file?
A website?
It's a software that I use from a company for doing work on my computer.
Oh, okay.
It flagged it, quarantined it. It's an investment type software.
Okay.
It keeps it quarantined, but when I talked to them, they said it's really not an issue.
Okay.
All right. Well, if they're helping you with it, then that's good.
One of the concerns I have with ESET is it's a Slovakian company, correct?
Yes.
That's not an issue.
I don't know. It isn't an issue until it is.
They're a member of the EU and they're a member of NATO, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking
not NATO.
If you're looking for a quote unquote American product,
WebRoot.
That's definitely an American product. So you should make those calculations, right? I would contend you should think that way. But tools are tools, right? And some of these, I mean, Sophos, I think, is UK, right?
Yes.
So it's really up to you.
If you do research, it mentions on the website, one site would say something versus another, but it says WebRoot doesn't have adware protection and ESET detects that. ESET's based on your computer, whereas WebRoot's web-based. So it makes ESET more cumbersome on your computer.
It could. Yeah, but they've been a very respected security tool out there. Again, check out Sophos as an option, or again, stick with the American-made product that you know. That's fine, too. But we all should be thinking more about the apps and the software we're loading on our systems and from where they're coming, if you can figure that out. So.
Is it necessary to cover it on an iPad and an iPhone? I only have it on my computers.
Apps are becoming compromised too. People are loading all sorts of junk on their devices. So if somebody, let's say you're kind of bored and you're like, I want to check out a new Tetris program or what have you. Who knows what you're downloading, where you're downloading it from, and what other access it has to your system. And that's the biggest risk these days is these third-party apps that you're downloading may be looking in areas of your system that you wouldn't want them to. And they're just showing you I'm Tetris, but they're doing something else in the background. I just use that as an example. I don't know if that exists or not. Mm-hmm. But there are plenty of apps out there that are malicious. So that's really your best bet is to not download things that you don't know where they're from. But yes, you should have AV protections on your devices if you are downloading that stuff.
Okay.
And again,
I
think WebRoot offers that too. All right, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too, Jerry. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, it's a scary world out there when it comes to this technology. Let's go to Don in West Springfield. What's going on, Don?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm a long-time listener. I have a question about what you think about this relative safety of the method that I use for storing my ID and passwords. Mm-hmm. They're in an Excel file that is itself password protected, and I keep it only on a USB stick, which I only plug in when I need to look up an ID and a password.
Yeah.
Okay, so 99% of the time it's air-gapped, and it is password protected even when it's not. So
that's
not bad.
It's not bad. It's a way to do it. I mean, when you plug that USB stick into that computer, however,
it can get read at that point.
Once you've decrypted it and opened the file.
Yes.
So again, if I'm a keylogger, right, or if I'm already on there as a malicious software, a malicious actor on your computer, and you open that file, thanks, Don. All your passwords. That was nice of you. Right. So that's the thing. It's not as secure as it could be.
Yeah.
But it's more secure than other things that we've seen. You don't have you don't have it in a notes field, just sitting there in a Word document unprotected. But these keyloggers, I mean, we had the example of I think it was LastPass. The actual developer of LastPass had not updated his Plex software in his own home. It was like 10 versions back. The bad guy got on the Plex software and was able to access the LastPass systems and exfiltrate all the data, right? So you open your file, the bad guy's on there. So we're not trying to make you paranoid. I'm really not. I'm really not trying to make you paranoid. But it's not the best way. It's a way. It's a step. But if the bad guy's on your system, all your passwords are nice and conveniently located in an Excel file.
Right.
What's the password on the Excel file?
Cute.
What was your question? What was your question before I so rudely asked that question?
Right. So the ultimate is do a hard copy of that file and just keep it handy.
That would be the ultimate, and you know, lock it away. Yeah. And now it's utterly air gapped, and right. Now you just have to worry about your wife.
Well, you'll just ask me for it. Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Don.
Yeah,
bye bye. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. So do we have time, Carolyn, for a little? I think we have time, right? You're not going to make me go to break right now, are you? All right, she says we need to go to break at some point, so she's not wrong there. I had to bring this up. I read this on Ars Technica, and it just cracked me up. So there's a Massachusetts school, Minichog Regional High School, they went and purchased smart lights. However, they purchased these smart lights about 10 years ago, and something broke. And they've been on now 24/7, 365 days a year because they can't turn off the lights. They failed in the on position. Don't you like smart lights that fail? It's better to be in the on position than the off position. But they have been running now. They've been broken since 2021. They can't get the part for their system. 7,000 lights are running at this high school. The only way teachers can turn the lights off, like if they want to show a film, they got to unscrew the light bulb. So... You gotta wonder how smart the smart systems are. 7,000 lights are just running. This is a decade ago. They hope to save money, but I'm sure they're losing any savings they had over to smart technology.
Absolutely.
If it's running 24/7, 365. Yeah. So it's been cranking for 17 months. And I guess the moral of the story is you got to keep your systems up to date so you can repair them. I guess the company that installed them are no longer in existence. It's just a comedy of errors.
Oh, really?
Yes. And the only reason I bring it up is because my garage lights have one of the actual switches failed in the on position. And I can tear it off and do it. I'm just waiting for it. What happens is it magically unfails. And it's done this now for a long time. So instead of replacing it, I'm letting it decide it's going to wake back up for me. But I don't have 7,000 lights on. I only have two. but we'll put the link up here for you can read the story. It's a local interest. So we'll step out for a quick break and make Carolyn happy. Hang on. We have three or four lines open for you. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock and then Dr. Alessi will be in. And he'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So stick around for that. Everything's available over at the old, podcast. Carolyn will literally, as we leave the studio, upload the show to our podcast. And you can get the podcast from the Odyssey app. And obviously that's where I think it was Janet in Colorado is probably listening from. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. If you've got nothing better to do, hours and hours of Computer Talk with Tab can actually be there for you. If you need it. So go over to WTIC's website and or get subscribed to the app from wherever you do. Or subscribe to the podcast from wherever you get your podcast, as they say. So four lines wide open, 860-522-9842 is the number. As we wait for your calls, I was going to bring up a little thing from Google. Google Drive. Did you know this? That there is a limit on how many actual files you can have in their unlimited files.
Wait, you mean in addition to having like a storage limit, total right. number of bytes.
Correct.
There is a limit to the count of the number of files?
Yes.
And I did not know that.
Gotcha.
I did not know that.
And this is regardless of the amount of space you use.
So you could have, 10,000 files taking up, 2 megs.
Right.
And they're going to flag you because you went over some kind of a limit.
And the limit is, drum roll please, 5 million documents.
Wow.
That's a lot, right?
That sounds very generous to me.
Yeah, that's cool. unfortunately, though, there's people that have been kind of complaining back and forth that they've hit the 1 million mark and have gotten the dreaded error 403, the limit of your files has been hit. So they're not sure how they're applying these limits. Is it a...
I would say that sounds strange, yes.
Is it is it across the board or not? And we actually had a client early on in 365. I mean, gosh, I think right when it first came out. This client actually repairs organs out of churches. It's pretty cool what they do. Now, of course, there's no manuals for these 100-year-old organs, and they have to refurbish them. So what do? They take a picture. So they literally take a picture of every part as they take it apart, and then they refurbish the organ and then put it back together. And guess what? That's a lot of pictures. Have you ever seen how big these organs are?
Well, yeah. That can be hundreds and hundreds of parts just for one.
And they hit a limit.
Oh.
There was a 365 limit, not the size of the files that was a limit. It was the quantity.
Count of the files.
Right. So I know the cloud is supposed to be, have that elasticity there for you and grow, but nope. Just like everything else, it's got a limit. We'll put the link up here for you so you know that you either have a limit of between 1 million and 5 million, according to the people on Reddit that are saying, hey, it's hitting me with 1 million. So... it is what it is. And of course, they'll keep charging you more and more as you have that. So we'll put that link up there for you. Anything else you want to bring up, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring up a feature of Windows 11.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's a very helpful feature.
That's unusual.
It'll tell you, make some suggestions for things you should do.
Okay.
Like back up your computer.
Okay. Not like that annoying paperclip guy.
Oh, Clippy, he's gone.
No, okay.
Oh, that little guy is... dead.
So when is this like a little pop-up that comes up and says, hey,
back
up your machine?
When you click on the start menu,
yeah,
it'll give you these nice little helpful hints. The thing is that these are all little helpful hints that get you to buy into Microsoft's services. So instead of really being helpful hints, they are advertising.
Oh, geez. They're nagging ads.
Then. And they've been doing that in Windows 11 now. Now, I found an article that talks about this, and it very nicely provides a way to stop it.
Oh, good. How do you do that?
Well, yeah, I believe you have to change the registry. No, wait a minute. There's some settings in the Windows settings.
All right, good.
So it's
not that difficult.
That's easy. Now, the question is, how long is that workaround going to continue to be maintained by the very people who are trying to advertise to you?
Exactly. So you change the setting. And the update happens, and then
maybe the setting goes away, yeah. And then they don't even allow it. So who knows how long it'll last.
I have a Nest thermostat, right? And I set my schedule. The Nest app updates, the whole schedule is blown away. And do you think do you think the Nest would say, hey, just so you know, that schedule you set, I mean, this is a quote-unquote smart thermostat trying to save me money, right? Trying to give me the little green leaf. So I set my schedule, I set all my setbacks, the whole thing gets blown away on an update. It is truly annoying. Truly annoying. Because you think you're being smart, and then the app gets stupid on you just because of an update.
Well, how smart can it be if it doesn't have any memory?
But it's in the cloud, Dennis. Isn't everything in the cloud such a smart place to be? And they're supposed to tell me, hey, I'm a smart thermostat, and I've just blown away your entire schedule you spent a bunch of time on.
That's what I thought. And it doesn't pull it down from the cloud either.
No.
Like I said, how smart can it be?
Exactly. I don't know. I'm not sure if we're going forward anymore. We're going backwards. So I want to thank all you guys for calling us on this Saturday morning. We really do appreciate it. Otherwise, Dennis will talk about our kids and our cats. And I want to thank Carolyn for producing, as always. Thanking Mike G out there for posting everything to our Facebook feed. Thanking you guys on Facebook for being the community that you are. It's awesome that you're there. Don't forget to download the Odyssey app. And subscribe to Computer Talk with Tab and all the other shows you find interesting here at WTIC. We appreciate that. Don't forget to check out Morgan's show at 2 o'clock about prison art.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.